I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good Life Project is sponsored by the ADHD Aha podcast hosted by Laura Key. So I've been kind of amazed at how many conversations I've had lately with people later in life who are wondering if they have ADHD. It can be hard to understand what ADHD is by looking at a list of symptoms. So in each episode of ADHD Aha, you'll hear heartfelt interviews about the unexpected, emotional, even funny ways that ADHD symptoms surface for adults. Like the recent episode with ADHD coach Emily Weinberg, which really resonated with me. Her story about how she was thinking she was, quote, just lazy before her diagnosis because she wasn't hyperactive really struck a chord. Her feeling frozen and stuck ruminating on mounting to-do lists is just so relatable for so many people. It's really validating to hear others articulate those experiences. Each episode of ADHD Aha features candid tales of realizing that you or a loved one has ADHD. You'll hear the unexpected, emotional ways that it manifests in adults through heartfelt interviews. ADHD Aha captures the authentic human experience of ADHD. So if you want a fresh, personal perspective that embraces the messiness, listen to ADHD Aha. Search for ADHD Aha in your podcast app. That's ADHD Aha with Aha spelled A-H-A. It's an aha moment you won't miss. Good Life Project is brought to you by Understood Explains, a podcast that's like a beacon for parents navigating the special education system. Hosted by Juliana Urtube, a special education expert, this season is all about individualized education plans, or IEPs. Juliana breaks down complex topics like how to tell if your child needs an IEP in a way that's easy to grasp. I checked out an episode of Understood Explains about the difference between IEPs and 504 plans, and I was struck by the balance of empathy and practical advice. It's not just about understanding the system. It's about empowering parents and caregivers to advocate for their children, which is just so important. So I've known a number of people who've had to literally scramble to figure out how to advocate for their kids when the system seemed to just make it so hard to get the support that they need and deserve. So if you're a parent navigating this world, or even just wondering if it's right for your family, I encourage you to give Understood Explains a listen. Search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains. It's like having a roadmap for a journey you didn't expect, making it a little less daunting. It's interesting. There's this concept in business. It's called closing the books. And it makes a lot of sense. And it came up in a conversation that I was having with somebody who was a participant in the 2015 Good Life Project Immersion Program, which is this sort of 7-month intensive accelerated personal and business growth training. We just had about an hour-long phone call a couple of days ago, and it brought this thing sailing back to me. And during that call, she basically took the hour to, she wanted to kind of walk through, she wanted to do this process with me where we started out with the first moment that we met, dove deep into an intensive retreat in Costa Rica, and then time together in Chicago, and then time at camp. And at each juncture along the way, what she wanted to do was kind of like explore with me and say, hey, listen, this is how I experienced it. These were the things where there were big surprises and big shifts in expectation. Here's where there were amazing awakenings. Here's where I had to let go. And here's where I really struggled and where there were challenges. And here's how, you know, I moved forward and brought what I learned into the next experience. And then she would move to the next one and the next where. And at the end of that conversation, she said, you know, I really just kind of wanted to walk through this with you and share the experience with you. And in my mind, kind of closed the books on this. And I started to giggle, and she's kind of like, what's going on? I said, you know, it's kind of funny that you mentioned that, because I had been planning on actually creating just a final Good Life Project riff called Closing the Books. So it's funny that you actually just walked me through this process and then used that exact phrase. And if you've never heard the phrase before, it actually comes out of the business world, and it's an accounting phrase originally. And it's basically what you do at the end of every year in business, or even in your personal accounting, is that you kind of look back over the course of the year and you ask a series of questions. You know, you say, okay, you know, let me look at the expense side of the equation, the debit side of my books and my finances, my accounting, and what are all the things that I spent money on? Where's the money? Where's the expense? The things that went out, and were they intelligent? And, you know, would I repeat them? And are there things that I need to change? Are there things where I felt really good about it? And then are there things where there's a lot of wasted money? Are there recurring expenses that I need to stop? You know, from a business standpoint, it's pretty clear. From a personal, sometimes we get muddled. So, you know, if you were running a business and you were paying for the gym memberships of your employees, and you realize that after January, none of your employees had attended the gym, it'd be pretty clear that, you know, you would stop paying for that. But on a personal basis, we end up doing that all the time and never just looking back and analyzing, saying, that really isn't working. I either need to start attending or I need to actually stop paying. And then you look at the contribution side of the equation. So we look at the expenses and then we look at, okay, what came into our finances, our bank account, our business account? Like, what were the inputs, the revenue sources, the income? What were the things that worked really well and served us and helped us grow and fueled us? And then even, you know, reconciling the two of those, you look back and say, okay, you know, where are there things that I can't really figure out? I've never spent the time to actually figure out whether it was filling or emptying. And let me just take a moment now and really suss it out. Let me make a short list of the things that happened over the last year where, you know, I really just haven't looked at the numbers well enough. And there are aberrations. Like, there are, you know, we can't reconcile two numbers and see if I can actually figure out what happened and reconcile them. And then what can I learn from looking back at this entire year? What are the big things that I've discovered? How can I adapt and use that information, that data, to plan and create something better in the year to come? And then at the end of this process, when you've kind of looked back, you say, you know what? I've learned what I need to learn. I've reconciled what I'm capable of reconciling at this moment in time. I've taken whatever I can learn and, you know, I've packaged it in a way where I can apply it moving forward. And you literally close the books on the year. And it came from, you know, back in the days where you would literally have a physical ledger book. And at the end of the year, you would do all of that work and just close the books, literally close the books on the year. And it's not like that year didn't happen. It's not like you forget about it. But you make a decision that you've done what you need to do to process it. And it will inform you and, you know, how you invest moving forward. But there's nothing left to be done. So you close the books and you move forward. You let it go. You just let it go. Because staying with that, keeping the books open, serves no constructive purpose any longer. So my question is, what if you actually did this with your life, not just your finances, not just with your business? You know, I got into the habit for a number of years of writing a year-end article or post, a reflection, where I would essentially do this and I would look back and see what worked, what didn't work, what can I learn from it, how can I adapt, and then I would sort of, you know, project this is how I want to grow things moving forward. And in fact, the one that I wrote in January of 2012, which was a reflection on the prior year, ended up turning into a nearly 40-page Warren Buffett-style annual report that birthed this very project, Good Life Project. But what I realized is that I missed this last step. I've missed this last step. And that was the step of closing the books on the year that just unfolded in my personal life. And I think maybe because I didn't feel like I had everything reconciled, maybe because I just didn't put in the effort to look back and say, okay, you know, looking back on the year that's just unfolded, what were the debits to my personal life account? What were the things that emptied it out? That, you know, what was the outflow? Was it intelligent? Did it make sense? Did it somehow serve as an investment? You know, it could be time, love, effort, energy spent with different people, with different projects, with different ideas and resources. For the ones that, you know, I'm feeling really weren't worth it, you know, what can I learn moving forward? And how can I cut off the things that I'm continuing to invest in that just aren't serving any legit purpose? And know that moving forward, I won't continue to do that. And then what were the things that filled my personal life account? You know, what were the things that contributed meaningfully to it and to the world, and the relationships and the activities and the ventures, the things that actually filled me up and left me better than I was before? And how did those happen? You know, with whatever level of control I had over them, can I see if I can learn from how to make them happen more often or more deeply so that more of my life can be filling rather than emptying? And then where are the gaps? You know, what are the moments where there are debits and increases where I just don't understand what happened? And can I spend a little bit of time and see if I can reconcile? You know, can I reconcile so that I'm at peace? I feel like I've learned what I need to learn from whatever that moment was, and I can move forward from it. And then turn forward and say, okay, how will I apply these moving forward? Then there's this final big step, which is, okay, I've learned what I've needed to learn, what I can learn, what I'm capable of learning at this moment in time. I've reconciled what I'm capable of reconciling at this moment in time. I've adapted. I've thought about how I'm going to apply whatever I've learned moving forward to create something better, to create something that's more flourishing, more filling, more thriving moving forward. And now I do what I would have done with my business or my accounting or my financial books, which is I close the books on the year that's just left me. And again, that doesn't mean that you pretend it didn't happen. It doesn't mean that it's not a part of your history or that it won't inform in profound ways the way you live your life and the decisions you make, the actions you take moving forward. What it means is you've learned what you're capable of learning. You've reconciled what you're capable of reconciling. And there's no further purpose. There's no constructive value in continuing to dwell in that place. So you close the books. You close the books. You let it go. And you look forward. And you turn the page. You open the cover. And you flip to the first page of that new year. And you start to write. You think, okay, I'm leaving behind. I'm informed by, but letting go of the year that just left me. I've closed the books. And now I'm about to write the story of 2016, the year to come. And I know that dwelling on anything in a book that's now closed, where the words have been written, the actions have been taken, the learning has been done, there is no constructive purpose in going back to that. I'm opening a new book. I'm writing a new story. How can I make it as astonishing as possible? So as we wrap this up, I want to plant that seed with you and invite you to just find a space of stillness, whether it's walking in the woods for, you know, an hour or two, whether it's just finding a quiet place where you can flip open a journal and do the process in writing. Whatever your, you know, the MO that works for you is, take a little bit of time and look back. And ask these questions, you know, what are the relationships and activities that have emptied my sort of account? What are the ones that have filled it? What are the ones that I just don't understand? And is there, how can I reconcile anything that I'm not quite clear about, whether it was filling or emptying? How can I learn? What have I learned? What can I learn? Write it all down or just really think deeply through it if that's your way to process. And then once you feel like you've hit a point where you feel like, you know what? I've learned what I'm capable of learning right now. I've reconciled what I'm capable of reconciling right now. I've thought about how I'm, you know, the major lessons and how I'm choose to apply them in writing the book for the year that's to unfold. Then literally almost like close your eyes and picture I'm closing the books on the year behind me and I'm opening the cover and the first page of the book of the year to come. So explore that a little bit. And as we close the books on this year, I just want to offer so much gratitude to you for listening, for being a part of the Good Life Project community. And it's been such a blessing being able to have these conversations, to share conversations with amazing people with you. And I hope that you found them valuable. I hope that listening in and being part of our community has been on the filling side of your life and the year that we're leaving behind. And will continue to be a growing part of your life on the nourishing side in the year that we're about to move into. Wishing you a wonderful year to come, one filled with meaningful contribution, one filled with deepening love and relationships, and one filled with abundant vitality and grace and ease. Thank you so much for being a part of our tribe. Wishing you an incredible year to come. I'm Jonathan Fields, signing off for Good Life Project.
mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.